Welcome to Old.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you so much for your company tonight. Raintown, Glasgow and the City of Music. Well, Glasgow was officially endorsed by UNESCO as an official City of Music in 2008, but its musical importance goes back many, many decades before that auspicious endorsement. In the 1980s, for example, it was one of the most vibrant cities for new music, with artists, managers and record companies often making the pilgrimage to the City of Music to feel a vibe, discover new sounds, sign up artists, and generally find out what's going on with the future of music. One band that emerged out of that scene was Deacon Blue, who this week announced a tour to Australia in December of this year. And Deacon Blue became synonymous with the Glasgow sound, forming in 1985 and releasing their debut Raintown in 1987. Well, this week on Alt.80s, we go back to Deacon Blue's 1987 debut Raintown, as well as revisit the vibrant Glasgow sound of the early 80s. And we're going to set that context with a band called Orange Juice, who, formed in 1979 and became the most important band in the Scottish independent music scene that emerged in the post-punk era. The band released their first singles during 1881 on the independent Postcard Records label, which was an important label, which was co-founded by Orange Juice frontman Edwin Collins. And along with fellow Scottish Glaswegian bands, Joseph Kay and Aztec Camera really began to, well, basically invented jangle pop, really. Their kind of neo-acoustic jangly guitar sound came to define that postcard sound and directly influenced such a wide variety of acts to follow, particularly south of the Scottish border. We're going to kick off the program tonight with a bit of that jangly pop guitar sound. This is Orange Juice from their debut album from 1982.
with peace of mind that anything is possible. Someone told me you'd be mine. It's a matter of some time. Anything is possible. In time, you supply the roses and I supply the wine. Give the sun half a chance and then we'll shine. It's only supposing that you would be mine. I know I presume a lot, but that's not a crime. Searching for hidden treasure. Just beyond your grasp there lies a feeling you should memorize. Anything is possible. You've been working overtime, looking for some peace of mind. Anything is possible. In time, if you supply the roses and I supply the wine, give the sun half a chance and it will shine. It's only supposing that you would be mine. I know I presume a lot, but that's not a crime. Searching for hidden treasure. Carry the news to make you hurry back home. In my arms I carry the news to make you hurry back home. Happiness is hard to find. There can be no peace of mind. I supply the roses and I supply the wine. Give the sun half a chance and it will shine. It's only supposing that you would be mine. I know I presume a lot, but that's not a crime.
It's a band called Memphis, and the track, You Supply the Roses. Memphis was a band that was put together by a guy called James Kirk. James Kirk was a guitarist and was the original guitarist for the band Orange Juice. But after their first album, the good old creative differences thing set in, and James left the band and formed Memphis and just continued the jangle pop story, as you could hear. And before that, you heard In a Nutshell, which is the final track from Orange Juice's debut album, You Can't Hide Your Love Forever, from 1982. And Orange Juice, such an important band in the post-punk era, basically defining jangle pop, and the label that Edwin Collins set up, Postcard, essentially helped define that sound as well. Look, another band to emerge out of the Postcard record stable was Aztec Camera, featuring the incredibly talented Roddy Frame. Now, as a teenager, he came to the label with a whole bunch of glorious tunes all ready to go. He was 16. Do you believe that? Well, they became Aztec Camera's debut tracks, and the album was called Highland Hard Rain.
that says it all. You're free to push me and I'm free to fall. So every week and we can call it stress. You've got my trust, I've got your home address. Now the only chance that we could take is a chance that someone else won't make it all come true. We're making tracks that show our touch and go. But now it's touch and come and you should know. Then 4 years won't mean that much to me when I've been smothered in the sympathy you bleed. Just close your eyes again until these things get better. While you were gone, I reached another town. They couldn't help me, but they showed me right. And now I've seen what you can't understand. I tried to lead you, but I crushed your hand. Because the people in the village know, doesn't matter where you choose to go, the end. I found some blood I wasn't meant to find. I found some feelings that we left behind. But then some blood won't mean that much to me when I've been smothered in the sympathy you bleed.
Love.
It's a band called Strawberry Switchblade and a track called Trees and Flowers. A Scottish duo, a pop duo, formed in Glasgow, of course, in 1981. Jill Bryson and Rose McDowell, and they were just good friends and did a lot of socialising in Glasgow pubs when they met, and they caught a lot of local bands at the time, and one of those bands was Orange Juice, fronted by Edwyn Collins, who contributed to their early work and early success, as did Roddy Frame from Aztec Camera, who played guitar on that track on Trees and Flowers. And despite their very colourful appearance, they kind of dressed up, but they had really dark makeup. Very light pop tones in their music, but they're often associated with the UK goth scene. So it gave the UK goth scene just a little bit of colour and a little bit of edge before that Roddy Frame's Aztec Camera from the Highland Hard Rain album, the debut from 1983, and We Could Send Letters, a phenomenal album, one of the best, I think, debut albums of all time in my book, because when I think about such a young lad coming together and putting together songs of such maturity, and he's a damn fine guitar player too. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin, and this week we're in Glasgow, and we're going to get into the debut album for Glasgow band Deacon Blue after we hear another band that kind of influenced the Glasgow sound.
She crossed herself as she put on her things. She has promised once before not to live this way. If she don't calm down, she will burn herself out like a forest fire. Well, doesn't that make you smile? If you don't slow down, swear that I'll come round and mess up your place. Let's go for a spin. Say we shouldn't even know each other, and that will be undone. Don't it make you smile like a forest fire? Believe in love, I'll believe in anything that's gonna get me what I want, get me off my knees. Then we'll burn your house down. Don't it feel so good? It's a forest fire. Every time we get together, we get caught in this wind, then we could burn the ocean. If we get caught in this wind, we're gonna be undone. It's just a simple metaphor. It's for a burning. We'll be right back.
That's Lloyd Cole and the Commotions and Forest Fire. What a great track that is. Lloyd Cole and the Commotions formed in Glasgow in 1982, and through their time between 84 to 89, they scored quite a few top 20 albums and some top 40 singles in the UK. Band actually formed while Lloyd Cole was studying at the University of Glasgow, originally from Derbyshire, but fell in love with Glasgow and the Glasgow sound, and it certainly reflected in particularly that first album, Rattlesnakes, from 1984, and Forest Fire. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And tonight we're in Glasgow. It's cold enough outside to feel like you're in Glasgow, but the music is certainly not cold. It's just so inspirational, I hope you would agree. Well, time to turn to our feature for this evening, and that's Deacon Blue's debut album. Deacon Blue formed in Glasgow during 1985. At the time, the lineup of the band consisted of vocalist Ricky Ross and Lorraine McIntosh, who are a partnership in music and in life. Keyboard player is James Prine and the drummer Dougie Vipond. The band released their debut album, Raintown, in 1987, but it was really their second album, When the World Knows Your Name, that made it for them. It topped the UK albums charts for about 3 or 4 weeks and included a single called Real Gone Kid, which became their first top 10 single. As a testament to their longevity, it's worth noting that the band released their 9th studio album, entitled City of Love, in 2020, to critical acclaim. The album received really positive reviews, achieved commercial success, and the album charted at number 1 in their native Scotland and number 4 in the UK. We're going to turn our attention now to their debut, Raintown, from 1987, widely praised as Deacon Blue's finest work. It has the overtones of a bit of a concept album, really, and a lot of the lyrics relate to the struggles of urban life in the inner city, the city, of course, being Glasgow. And that's referenced by the roots of the band and by the images by photographer Oscar Mazzaroli on the cover of the album, where you see a view of a very glum, rainy day over Glasgow's West End. This is Deacon Blue and Raintown.
That hurricane day will soon pass away, and someone will sweep all the jetsam back into the bay. And you'll come down like you always did, and knock on my door like the big bad wind. Born in a storm, is that the only excuse you can give? Born in a storm, is that all you're gonna live? Born in a storm, is that the only excuse you can give? Born in a storm, is that all you're gonna live?
from the North Country, you can't tell how you paid those bills and went through heaven and hell. And you cried and you traveled and you spat, but you never asked, when, how long is this pain? You're for 3 minutes trying hard to say hello. I'm down here working on some dumb show. We'll be right back.
sitting in 45, smiling like a college boy. He's glad to be alive, but now he owns a factory, storing lost and lost. A wife called Beverly, sells secondhand Ford Motors. He may have taken pictures, caught in Albuquerque, flown in great artists on the mushroom cloud. He may be a senator, or a general, or a turnkey, but he looks like Spencer Tracy now.
You're listening to Old But 80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And this week we've been, enjoying the wet and glorified beautiful misery of Glasgow. And we're currently listening to the debut album from Deacon Blue from 1987. The album's called Rain Town. The tracks you've heard so far are Born in a Storm, the title cut Rain Town, Ragman, He Looks Like Spencer Tracy, and Loaded. Look, Spin magazine in the UK said about the album, they called it a bit of a listener's delight, yet a reviewer's frustration. No easy comparisons, no simple descriptions, no trendy affiliations, because few other acts make such surprisingly timeless, sophisticated, and genuinely emotional pop music these days. It was written in 1987, and, here we are in 2023, and I'd still agree with those statements. As I said, coming to Australia in the end of the year, they're playing at the Enmore, December 2nd, and I'm sure this is a song that will be yelled for. This is Dignity.
There's a man I meet, walks up our street. He's a worker for the council, has been 20 years. And he takes no lip of nobody and litter off the gutter. Puts it in the back and never thinks to mutter. And he packs his lunch in the Sunday's back. The children call him Bogey. He never lets on, but I know because he once told me. He let me know a secret about the money in his kitty. He's gonna buy a dinghy, gonna call her Dignity. And I'll sail her up the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got her, I'll say, I saved my money. I say, isn't she pretty? That she calls Dignity. And I'm telling a story in a faraway sea, sipping down raki and reading me our keys. And I'm thinking about home and all that that means, and a place in the winter for Dignity. And I'll sail up the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got a house. I'll say, I saved my money. I say, isn't she pretty? That ship called Dignity.
Dignity. That's Deacon Blue, a track called Dignity, which was a bit of a hit single for the band from their debut album, which is called Raintown, and released in 1987. And it's been our flagship, album this evening in our tour of Glasgow, where we've gone back and had a listen to some of the very influential bands, the Postcard Sound and other influences, all kind of feeding into that sound that you get with Deacon Blue and their album Raintown. Well, this has been Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. Hope you've enjoyed the program. If you like your alternative 80s sound, please join me again next Tuesday night from 6 o'clock. In the meantime, I'll leave you with one more track from Raintown. This is called Chocolate Girl. Have a great week.
Alan doesn't understand her. He only thinks in numbers. Where the girls are fully covered, and he can't trust his yearnings, and he doesn't like pretending. His temper stretched so much by work, his heart is generous. Understand her.